faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Rebecca, will you come and help me here, please? Will you hold that like that, please, for me? Good. Now. Good morning. Well done. Now. Now, Benjamin. Name this child. Benjamin Connor, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. Look for his coming in glory. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. Well done. And that's to Benjamin and not the rector. Yeah. Isn't he doing well? Isn't he? Now, Benjamin, you can eyeball all these young people here who've all come along. Oh, to support you, yes. Now do you see him? He's doing well. And now that we have a new member on this happy day, we're all going to welcome him as I walk round. God has called you into his church. We therefore receive and welcome you as a member with us, the body of Christ, as a child of one heavenly Father, and as an inheritor of the kingdom of God. To Mum. No pressure. Benjamin is now settled, so there's no pressure whatever. Okay. Now, there you are.
Thank you.
Good. And now that we have baptized and welcomed Benjamin Connor, we're now going to pray for him as he grows up in the faith that he's now being baptized in. And the first prayer is for Benjamin on this day of new beginnings and also of fresh starts. Father, we thank you that Benjamin Connor has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and member of your church. Grant that he may grow in the faith in which he is being baptized. Grant that he himself may confess it when he comes to be confirmed. Grant that he may bear witness to it by a life of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now a prayer for Scott and Melissa
and for their lovely home in Bangor, and for Benjamin as he returns there after this service. Almighty God, bless the home of Benjamin Connor and give such grace and wisdom to all who have the care of him, that by their word and good example, they may teach him to know and love you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as the family of faith here in St. Columba's, we join together in saying the family prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well done. We now return back to our seats and we sing the offertory hymn. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
It is right to give our hearts and Father Almighty, never living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Father, the creator and sustainer of all things, you made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of your life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Jesus, redeemed.